KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic at 37 degrees. We look for a chance of sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy and a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, Cass County Republicans recently made $100 donations to the Anita Food Pantry and the Lord's Cupboard in Griswold. The Anita Food Pantry was established over 25 years ago and has opened the first and third Saturdays each month. The 9 board members are also volunteers of the pantry, which helps to cover over 600 families each year. They currently need paper products, soup, cereal, and canned goods. The Lord's Cupboard in Griswold was established over 20 years ago and is currently housed in the Methodist Church. It's open the second and fourth Tuesday each month from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Anywhere from 7 to 10 volunteers help to distribute food on those days and serve about 700 families annually. To keep the pantry stocked, canned meats, cereal, canned goods, and toilet paper are needed. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department will be hiding candy canes in the downtown city park beginning on Friday, December 10th, that's tomorrow, and continuing through Sunday, December 12th. Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen said blue candy canes are being hidden and they can be returned to the Parks and Rec office for a special prize. And if you happen to go on Saturday to the city park, Santa will be there from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. The Atlantic School Board held its annual reorganizational meeting Wednesday evening, which included the election of officers. The board chose Jenny Williams to continue serving as president and Laura McLean as vice president. She succeeds Christy Pellet in the second seat. They also approved the reappointment of Sarah Sheeter as board secretary treasurer. The newly reorganized board voted to move the start time of their meetings on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 6 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Their meetings will normally be held in the high school media center. And they approved an amendment to the 2021-22 school calendar following a public hearing and made January 17, 2022 as a professional development day. In other regular business, the board voted to terminate middle school custodian and groundskeeper Mark Wiedemann for cause, and they voted to reappoint Lynch Dallas as legal counsel. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber provided an update on the status of the middle school, which was damaged, you may recall, by fire in July of this year. Barber said he and administrators met Wednesday morning with floor specialist Steve Stalker, and while they looked at all areas of damage, the main focus was on the middle school gym floor as part of a sanding and painting project.
The good news is that we have the thickness of the gym floor boards. There's plenty of wood there, and when they sand, they don't take much off anyway. Currently, it has a water base, and I don't know when the transition took place, but Russell talked a little bit about the reason they did is because if you put water base down, you only have to be out of the gym for 3 days. Well, a lot of people that made that decision based upon those things are going back to oil because it's a better shine. And it's a safer floor because your oil finish is not as slick as your water-based finish.
The downside, he said, is that would put the gym out of commission for a much longer time.
It's a short-term downfall. It's 3 weeks where you have to be off the floor. We're thinking the middle school, once the basketball season's off, we shut her down, they come and do the middle school. So by the time we get into the thick of spring sports, that'll be available to them. And then that gym will be available in the summer when we have to shut down the high school gym for a while.
If the school board at some point approves those items, the district will then purchase new motors for the bleachers. Everything, though, is contingent upon the district's insurance company obtaining money toward the reconstruction costs, according to Mr. Barber. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday night did approve 4 change orders for the Atlantic Middle School Fire Restoration Project in the amount of $233,690. Funds to pay for the changes will come from the district's insurance company, the PEPL, Physical Plant and Equipment Levy Fund, and Secure and Advanced Education Vision for Education, or SAVE Fund, that will provide some property tax relief. The change orders involve installing down ceiling tiles, replacing the majority of rooms with carpet versus hardwood flooring, repurposing the damage area of the central office and the classroom, and redesigning the main entrance for 2 levels of the secured access. The payment source, well, again, will depend on the cost of those changes. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved resignations and contract recommendations, as we previously mentioned this week, and the purchase of a 77-person propane-powered bus. Well, a key senator says he'll propose charging educators with a felony if they provide obscene materials to students. Republican Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale is chairman of the committee that would vote on the bill. Zahn says he's concerned about 2 books in particular that Central Iowa school boards have discussed banning.
It was brought to my attention by several parents, some of the garbage that is being taught to our kids. It is not appropriate.
Zahn says passages in the books describe unhealthy sexual situations.
All I want our schools to do is teach our kids to be successful once they get out of school. Give them the tools that they need. And I think we need to put a stop to that garbage.
Senate Democratic Leader Zach Walls of Coralville says this debate makes Iowa less attractive to people who might move here for work.
Saying that we're going to, you know, go after teachers and librarians is not going to make Iowa's public education stronger.
Jennifer Confirst of Windsor Heights, a Democratic leader in the Iowa House, says book banning discussions aren't helpful to companies trying to attract new workers.
Iowa's brand gets damaged when stories are out there about things that fringe elements in the state are doing or proposing.
The legislators made their comment Wednesday morning during a forum organized by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.